Hey guys, thank you so much for joining us for the NCC podcast. God is doing so many great things in our community, and I trust that He's doing great things in your life as well. And I trust that God is going to speak to you through this message.
Hey North Point, I hope you're having an absolutely incredible day. You know, it's so easy to get caught up in the everyday struggles that we forget to look up and remember where our strength really comes from. And our strength really comes from Jesus. You know, we believe as Christ followers that 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ came through time and space to rescue us, that He lived a perfect life, that He showed us how to love, and that then He voluntarily laid down His life for you and I so that we could have a relationship with God. And we believe that 3 days later, He literally rose from the grave, and that all of the power that He has, He's given to us so that we could live out the mission that He has planned for us on earth. It's that mission that gives us strength. It's that mission that allows us to remember that no matter what we're struggling with, whether it's at work or at home or with our kids or with our finances, that there is a bigger picture. Yeah. And you're not alone in that picture because as a community, we're on a mission together. And, and we like to say that mission together because it's not just my mission, and it's not just Philip's mission. It's all of our mission. So right now, wherever you are, why don't you choose to say this with us? Our mission is
creating Christ-centered, culture-changing community. And you know, Destiny, we know that that mission, it's not going to happen overnight. And it's not going to be easy. It's going to take some hard work and some sustained effort. And that's why coming into 2021, we said this is our year of application because we know that we're going to have to take some action to put some things in operation to bring that mission to fulfillment. And so whenever we started this year, it's hard to even say a series of messages. It's really a season of messages talking about our house habits because the house habits really serve as the pillars, right, that hold up that mission and allow us to carry out the mission.
Absolutely. And so we started with the first four house habits that are all about community. And now we're into the second four house habits that are all about transformation. And as Jesus followers, we define transformation as discipleship. And that's a word that maybe you don't use very much. It's a word that I don't use very much outside of church circles. And so we've kind of given it some additional definition. We call it here at North Point our process to progress.
And that's really what transformation is, right? Transformation is a process. Transformation is a process. I mean, when you literally define the word transform, it means to change in condition, nature, or character. To transform, it is to change. And when we decide that we're going to follow Jesus, we enter into a transformation process, a process of allowing God to change us from who we are to who He created us to be. And so as we started this journey into these transformation habits, right, we said first that we have to lean in, right? Lean in. And what is that? Lean in. We lean in. That's the posture to progress. Because sometimes before you commit to the process, you've got to get in the right posture. It's that posture to our progress. But before we can maybe even say before we give in to the process, we've got to get in the posture, We have to take that first step of just making sure that we are leaning in. And then last week we talked about we grow intentionally. We grow intentionally. And that's really about the mindset for progress. And even as we said, you know, people can sometimes think, well, I'm going to grow automatically. But no, you don't grow automatically. You only grow intentionally. People fall into the misconception that if I'm living, then I'm growing. If I'm living, then I'm developing. And that is not true. You don't grow through experience. You only grow through evaluated experience, or otherwise everybody would be growing and developing and getting better because we're all having experiences. But only the people who are evaluating those experiences and submitting to the process of that are really growing intentionally.
And those first two habits really are about the way that your mind is working. It's that posture to progress, which is really your attitude.
Yeah.
And then it's your mindset of progress of saying, man, I have to be intentional about this. I can't just let this happen. Romans 12:2 that we love to say here at North Point. In fact, I think it shows up in almost every single sermon. It says this: don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way that you think. And you know, transform can really mean something that's akin to metamorphosis, right? It's a process that you undergo that changes you into what the Bible calls a new creature, someone who really is brand new. You know, and the way that we do that is by allowing God to change the way that we think. And we have to change the way that we think about growth. We have to change the way that we think about transformation. We have to change the way that we think about even the process of growth.
That's so true.
Because so many times we are experiential in our focus. Well, I just need a new experience with Christ. I just need a new experience with His Spirit. I just need a new experience. And that experience is going to transform me.
Wow.
But experience is an important part of the process, but it is not the entire process. In fact, transformation looks a lot like this. It looks like a new awareness of something that leads to an evaluation that leads to practice of what you evaluated, how you learned. And that's a biblical process. It's a biblical model. Growing intentionally isn't something that we just made up.
That's right.
It's something that you can see very clearly throughout the Bible.
Absolutely. I mean, Paul in several places talks about working hard, right? To show the fruit of your salvation.
So
work hard to show the result of your salvation. And then Peter writes this in 2 Peter chapter 1. And he says, hey, in view of all this, make every effort to respond to God's promises. Supplement your faith, right? We looked at this last week.
Absolutely.
Supplement your faith means that there's going to be some things that you need to add to your faith. That experience that you had of choosing to believe and put your faith in God, you're going to have to supplement that faith. You're going to have to supplement it with a generous provision of moral excellence. And moral excellence with knowledge, and knowledge with self-control, and self-control with patient endurance, and patient endurance with godliness, and godliness with brotherly affection, and brotherly affection with love for everyone. The more you grow like this, the more you grow in your self-control, the more you grow in your love, the more you grow in your moral excellence, the more you grow in your patient endurance, the more you grow like this, the more productive and useful you will be in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But those who fail to develop in this way are short-sighted or blind. We could say that those who are just consumed with the experience.
Right.
Those that don't understand, there's a process to my progress. I've got to add some things. I've got to supplement. You know, whenever I think of supplements, I think of people who are trying to build muscle, right? And they're always taking supplements because they know when they take those supplements, it's going to help their growth, their muscle growth. It's going to help their recovery. It's going to help all these things so that they can achieve what they're trying to achieve. It's the same way journey with Christ.
It's the same way.
And if we fail to grow these ways, then we're short-sighted or blind. It means we don't see clearly about the process. So when you talk about God wants us to transform. We transform by the way that we think. We have got to make sure that we are thinking, that we are seeing, that we are really understanding what God wants to do. And that whole process, that whole thing rather, is a process. It is a process for our transformation, and it's vitally important.
It is vitally important, but this is also what we know, is that transformation requires discipline. It requires discipline. Like we just talked about a moment ago, it can't just be an experience. It can't just be an outside thing. Transformation requires discipline. Yep. You know, the Bible talks about there being a rest that we get just from coming to Christ and just allowing Him to give us the free gift of salvation. Yeah. But there's a whole nother rest that we receive when we take His burden on.
That's right.
When we embrace the discipline of truly following Him every single day. And so today's house habit that we're going to talk about is we embrace discipline. Mm-hmm. We embrace discipline. And this is what's important about that is it's not just about the discipline.
That's right.
It's about the embracing of it.
There you go.
We don't just tolerate it. Mm. We don't just kind of allow it in our life. It isn't just a part of our life. No. We value it.
Yes.
We see it. We welcome it with open arms. I can remember when I became a leader and kind of a manager of people, I was talking to somebody and I was like, oh, I hate conflict. I don't like telling people what they've done wrong. And they said, no one likes that.
That's right.
But if you want to be a great leader, you have to wrap your arms around conflict and kiss it on the cheek. And I love that picture because that's really what we have to do for discipline.
That's true.
We can't resist it. Instead, we have to wrap our arms around it, embrace it, kiss it on the cheek and say, you are going to be the key to helping me become what I really believe God has called me to be.
That's right. And so if we say that we lean in is our posture to progress, and if we say that growing intentionally is our mindset of progress, then embracing discipline would be the cost or maybe the practice of progress in our life. You see, discipline is necessary in the life of every disciple. You cannot separate the words disciple and discipline. They come from the exact same root word. And as a matter of fact, Jesus in Luke chapter 9, in the Amplified Version, I love this version of this verse here. And it says, and he was saying to them all, speaking of Jesus, if anyone wishes to follow me as my disciple, he said, if you want to be my disciple, this is what has to happen. You must deny yourself, set aside selfish interest, and take up your cross daily, expressing a willingness to endure whatever may come, and follow me, believing in me, conforming to my example in living, and if need be, suffering or perhaps dying because of faith in me. Very clear what being a disciple is all about. Being a disciple is all about the discipline of setting aside our selfish tendencies that we all have. Being a disciple is about the discipline of enduring difficulty, enduring the testing, enduring the adversity. We have to endure it. And being a disciple is about the discipline of conforming our way to His way, conforming our will to His will. And God understands the challenges that we face as human beings, right? God understands the challenges that we face when it comes to discipline. So this is what God did. God gave us the Spirit and a system.
Oh, that's so good.
He gave us the Spirit and a system to help us with our discipline. He gave us the Spirit in one of your favorite verses in 2 Timothy chapter 1, right? For God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but He did give us a Spirit, His Spirit, the Holy Spirit, which is a Spirit of power.
Yes.
It is the Spirit of God's love. And it is also the Spirit of self-discipline. The Holy Spirit is working on the inside of us, creating a personal discipline for us. You, as you said earlier, giving us the desire and the power to do what pleases Him. That comes from the Holy Spirit. But God did not just give us the Spirit. God also gave us a system. God allowed us to fit into a community. His church on the earth. There is a community that helps us create this discipline in our lives.
Absolutely. And when we're just talking about growth or discipline as a whole, you can create your own.
Yeah.
There's no doubt. I mean, no one is arguing that you can't.
Yeah.
You can create your own. You can put the structures in place. You can create the schedule. You can stick to it. You can do all of those things, or you can embrace a system.
Yeah.
Or you can embrace a community. And this is what we see in the Bible, is that God has given each of us a personal responsibility to grow intentionally.
Mm.
You can't push that off on somebody else.
Nope.
You'll hear kind of church people use really weird language, and they'll say, oh, that church isn't feeding me. Well, that's really not the church's job to make sure that you're fed. That's your job.
That's right.
Your job is to make sure that you are growing intentionally.
Yeah.
But God intended for us to do it in the context of community, because community literally makes embracing discipline a completely different situation. It changes it. It makes it better. Let's just go to an example.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Yeah.
Okay. So you may have heard of something called Camp Gladiator. Maybe you haven't, but it's kind of like a fitness boot camp style workout. And they take place on parking lots throughout different cities. In fact, there's a Camp Gladiator that takes place on our parking lot. And these people show up. And there's just a parking lot, and then they start working out, and they bring their mats and they bring some, you know, things that go with working out. I've never done it, obviously. And then they work out together.
Yeah.
And I've talked to some of the people who are a part of this, and they're just so amazed. They're like, oh man, it has completely transformed my life. Well, I walk through that parking lot every single day.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm walking in that. And I mean, I'm not getting any fitter by just walking through the parking lot. The parking lot's not magic.
Nope.
And it's the same parking lot that we park on Sundays when we come into the building.
So a lot of you have walked through that same parking lot.
Absolutely. And it probably didn't help you that much. I mean, it may have added what, like, you know, 30 steps to your count for the day. But there's something that happens on that parking lot. Well, what's the difference?
Yeah.
It's community.
Yeah.
It's community. It's intentionally coming together for the purpose of growing together. Now, look, you could pick any parking lot anywhere.
Yeah.
And you could go out all by yourself.
Yeah.
And you could do the exercises.
That's so true.
You could go and do your squats. You could do all of the other things that people do, you know, to exercise. You could run your sprints, and you could do it all by yourself.
Mm.
Why do people do it together? Is it because there's magic? Like there's some recipe that Camp Gladiator knows that no one else does? No.
Mm.
It's all public knowledge.
Yes.
There's nothing special going on. The special thing is the community.
Mm.
It's the fact that I'm in this with you. There's been so many studies done, Philip, just about fitness, about when I'm in community and pursuing transformation, I'm so much more successful. There is a power in community.
Yeah, you know, there's a difference between being a member of a gym like Anytime Fitness, right?
Yeah.
And you can go anytime. But there's no coach in there. There's no trainer in there. Nobody's in there to help you. I can take my little fob and I can swipe myself in. And what I do in that gym is strictly up to me.
Right.
But it's different when you go to a CrossFit gym. It's different when you go to Vibe Functional Fitness, right? And you walk in there and there is a coach and there are other people there that are there for the exact same reason. They are there for the workout of the day, right? And they are going to do that workout together. And then at the end, as they're all just laying on the floor, they're just going to ask one simple question, but did you die, right? But did you die, right? We made it through it,
True.
There is a big difference. And, you know, I love the African proverb that says this, if you want to go fast, go alone. But if you want to go far, go together.
Mm,
you see,
so
and
good,
we've been talking about it in terms of the gym.
Right.
But it's the same principle in terms of the church.
Absolutely.
If you want to go fast, yeah, sure, you can go by yourself. But if you want to go far, you need to go together. You need to go in community. You see, we were meant to go together.
That's right.
So we could grow together.
Absolutely.
It's the way God intended that we would come into relationship. that we would live in relationship, that we would live in community as the church so we could go together and along our journey that we could help one another grow. As like the Bible says, as iron sharpens iron,
so
one person sharpens another, because as we go on this journey together, we are going to grow together.
And this takes submission.
Yeah.
It just does.
Yep.
I mean, you can't show up at CrossFit or Camp Gladiator
no.
or any of those things and just do your own thing.
No.
And think that then the community is going to work for you.
Yeah.
Right? You don't just show up and go, okay, guys, I'm here, but I'm not into what you're doing. I'm just going to kind of do my own thing over here. No.
Yep.
What you get out of it has to do with the way that you lean into it.
Yeah.
And that's what we talk about when we talk about embracing discipline.
That's right.
Versus tolerating discipline.
Yeah.
Are we leaning in to the opportunity that has been presented to us?
Yeah.
The global church, the transformation structure that God put on this earth.
Yeah.
Are we leaning into it? Are we taking advantage of it? Are we embracing the discipline of it and allowing that community to really get on the inside of us and change us?
Absolutely. You know, and I think that there are some different things that we can kind of look at and we can see that would be discipline oriented, right?
Absolutely.
Like athletics.
Absolutely.
Right? Having grown up playing sports, if you are going to be successful in athletics, there's got to be a measure of discipline,
absolutely.
Right? In your training, in your playing, there's got to be discipline. And so there's this opportunity that you have growing up playing sports to embrace the discipline.
Mm-hmm.
And if you embrace the discipline and you understand what is happening and you embrace it, you can carry that discipline after you leave sports.
Good.
I mean, so many people today, I just saw earlier today, a former NBA basketball player. He was a walk-on in Michigan State. He ended up earning a scholarship, going to the Final Four three times. He's the CEO of a multi-billion dollar company right now. And he was talking about the lessons that he learned in athletics, right?
Mm.
Well, now he's had all of this success. Well, there's no basketball coach. He's not reporting for early morning workouts.
Right.
He's not. There's not all that structure. But he learned to embrace the discipline.
Mm.
And he's still operating in that discipline today off of what he learned in community.
Come on.
He's still living on that discipline. I think the military.
Right.
Right? We have a lot of military families here at Barksdale. And the military families, right? The military is an awesome opportunity to learn discipline.
Yes.
Right? To learn discipline. But we all know that whether you're talking military or athletics, there are people that don't embrace discipline. They just tolerate the discipline while they're there.
Right.
And when you just tolerate the discipline, you don't get the benefit of it when you leave.
No.
It might have helped you be successful as a high school athlete or as a college athlete. It might have helped you move up the ranks in the military because you just tolerated the discipline and the structure. But you didn't learn how to embrace it so that it would benefit you whenever you left.
Right.
And so I think the church is a perfect example of that, right? We use the church to help us create discipline. But going back to what you said, it is a personal responsibility.
It's a personal responsibility.
It's not the church's job to keep me disciplined. I can't just tolerate the discipline while I'm there. No, I have to understand the community is here to help me.
Right.
Grow in my discipline,
absolutely.
To learn more about discipline, to help me be a better disciple so that when I walk out from that community, man, I can still live in the benefit of what that community was
so
helping
good.
Me work through.
I love that because the thing is when we're in a community, we need to have the mindset of I'm leaning in.
Yes.
And I'm going to get everything that I can out of this time with this community.
That's
we like to say at North Point that we don't do life with people. We really don't do life with anyone. We don't do life with our parents. We don't do life with our spouses. We do seasons.
That's right.
And there's different seasons of life that we spend with different people.
Mm.
And so it's so important that we understand that even in a church context, because it's not that you just need to lean into whatever church you're in right now.
Yeah.
It's that there's a posture and a mindset that you bring to whatever
That's right.
community you're
That's
with.
Right. Yep.
While I'm here, I'm going to lean in and I am going to grow intentionally, whether it's 4 weeks or it's 4 years. You know, I studied abroad and I can remember being in one location for only 6 weeks. I only had 5 Sundays, but I had a mindset and a posture that had been put inside of me that said, while I'm here, I'm going to lean in and grow intentionally. Those are some of my favorite moments of community that I ever had. Well, why? Because when I leave that community, I'm going to look for another community.
Yes.
And as quickly as possible, I'm going to get into community and I'm going to lean in and I'm going to grow intentionally. What's that about? That's about choosing in every season of life to embrace the discipline that comes from community. Because this is the thing, is that embracing discipline means that I either have to create an environment or I have to enter an environment of transformation.
Wow.
And when we understand that the gospel is people oriented.
Yes.
The command of Jesus was to love others the way that Christ has loved us.
Yeah.
If you want to do that, there have to actually be others.
That's right. That's it.
It can only be practiced within community. When I understand that, then it's easier for me to say, okay, I have to embrace the discipline of community.
Yeah. And so then you start asking ourselves questions, right? Like, why do we show up? We show up because we want to embrace discipline, right? Why do we serve? Because we need to practice this discipline. Why do we go to a group? Because it lets me process what I'm learning about becoming a disciple. All of these things are so vitally important in the context of what we've been talking about last week and then this week, right? It's that awareness,
right?
It's that we are getting new information. Out of that awareness has to come evaluation, right? I begin to gain a perspective and evaluate that in the context of community. And then practice, right? I've got to put it into practice.
Right.
It's the application, right? I've got to begin to serve. I've got to begin to implement what I've learned in these
and
different areas.
And all of
areas.
That's within the church.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, that awareness comes when we get information. You know, within the North Point context, we have services. We have online and in person when we gather and we have information. We have revelation. We have experiences. We have conversations that are happening that increase awareness. We have Right Now Media that we offer to everyone who's even tangentially associated with North Point.
It's an amazing resource. If you are not signed up for Right Now Media, you need to do that right now.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
we'll
amazing.
Put the link up and the whole deal. But it increases your awareness. Your awareness of what? Your awareness of God. Your awareness that there's a new way. Your awareness, right?
Yeah.
And then we talk about evaluation. Well, you need to do some of that evaluation yourself.
Yeah.
In the scriptures, it talks about meditating on the law of the Lord. That really is a process of taking information, taking new awareness, and then evaluating it. But there's a power to evaluating in community.
Yes.
You've helped me so to see things in a different light.
Yeah.
When I join a small group, I start to see things in a different light.
So good.
We don't just push groups because that's a popular thing.
No.
We push them because it's an important part of transformational growth.
Actually, that's what we say, right? In groups, that's where discipleship happens.
Absolutely.
Discipleship happens in circles, not in rows, right? We've got to get together, and that's where that conversation and that evaluation is going to come from. And then when we talk about putting it into practice, when I know that we're putting it in practice together, it strengthens me.
Absolutely.
It strengthens my discipline because I know, you know what, this week, this is what you're going to try to do. And we're doing this together, right? And it gives me that strength and that courage to say, you know what, let's do this together. It's a powerful thing.
Absolutely. And within the church, there's so many opportunities to grow that sometimes aren't even available outside of it to grow in your leadership, to grow in your ability to lead people, to grow in new skills like presenting and technical skills and musical skills and just all of these things. But if we don't embrace community, if we don't embrace the difficult parts of community, then we miss out on what that environment really could do for our lives.
And that's why we start our house habits with the relational side.
Absolutely.
Because it's those things that prevent us from being in the community where we can learn to embrace discipline.
Right.
If you don't learn how to live on after you've had a disagreement with somebody,
right.
when you don't learn how to love big, to yeah. love somebody even past their faults or their flaws,
that's so good.
When you don't understand that protecting unity and honoring you consistently, man, when you have trouble in those house habits, you don't ever get to the house habit that says we embrace the discipline of doing life together and growing together in community.
Right.
And so, it's this thing of, but you know what, Destiny? It's also like just agreeing that it's important, right? Or signing up for
yeah.
it. You don't get the benefit unless
now
you do
it. Now
I
feel like you're just talking to me.
Right.
You know, like we both have a gym membership, you know, like we both signed up.
We both have the fob.
We both have the fob.
We do, yeah.
And we both have access to the environment of
That's
growth
right.
and transformation.
We do.
But one of us just doesn't take advantage of it. You can't just sign up.
That's right.
For the transformational environment.
Yep.
You have to choose to show up.
That's right.
And to lean in.
Yeah, and you know, and we see this in the early church, right?
Yeah.
Acts chapter 2, verse 42, it says that all the believers, all of the disciples, mm-hmm. they devoted themselves, right? So when you talk about devoting, they were disciplined to do, right?
Mm.
They devoted themselves. The disciples were disciplined about these four things: the apostles' teaching, the fellowship, sharing in meals, including the Lord's Supper, and to prayer. This is what the early church said. When
yeah.
it talks about the apostles' teaching, we're talking about church, we're talking about the Bible, right? Like this is what we're talking. They were committed to those things.
Yeah.
They were committed to prayer.
Absolutely.
Right? And not just those, then you get to fellowship.
Right.
They were committed
mm-hmm.
to be disciplined about having conversation.
Come on. So
talking
good.
With one another. And then they were committed to communion, taking mm. the Lord's Supper together, mm. remembering and
so
reflecting
good.
On Jesus together.
So
and
beautiful.
as they grow together, they're going to go together. They're going to
so
move
good.
Into everything that God has for them. But it's all in, this is the early church. This is the big Acts chapter 2. This is literally like the birth of the church on the earth. And this is what they were committed to because God has a plan for us to be in community because he knows what we need.
Mm.
And we need community. Why do we need community? One reason we need community is we need to learn how to embrace discipline. And that always happens better in community.
Absolutely. Well, we've been ending each time that we've had together this year with a lead.
Yeah.
And these leads are really about us putting into application
yeah.
everything that we're learning.
That's right.
And so the L starts with learn.
Yeah.
So what's the big takeaway? What did we learn this week?
That embracing discipline is essential to transformation.
Mm, so good.
If we want change, if we want to transform, if we want to be more like Jesus,
yeah.
it's not going to happen outside of embracing discipline. And then we get to the E, which is our evaluation. And our evaluation for this week is, what environment can I place myself in to facilitate that discipline? What environment can I put myself in to help that discipline grow, to help that discipline develop me into everything that I want?
Absolutely.
And then the A is application. And we make it really simple.
Yeah.
The application is just lean in to that environment.
Yes.
Get in the posture of that environment. Understand that this environment is going to help me grow intentionally. It's going to help me embrace this. I want to lean into that environment. That is the application. What environment is going to help me grow? Figure that out. Evaluate that.
Yeah.
Then just the application of leaning into it. And then the D is always the same.
Always the same.
Let's just do it again.
That's right.
And this never changes. Destiny,
no.
I've been preaching the gospel now for 25 years this year.
Yeah.
25 years. This process hasn't changed. Embracing discipline is still vitally important to my transformation.
Absolutely.
I am constantly evaluating what environment is going to help help me in this process. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to have to say, okay, I'm going to do this one thing. I'm going to get into this environment so that I can experience the change and transformation that I want. It's just doing it again and again and again, embracing discipline to see that transformation.
Absolutely. Well, you may be watching and thinking to yourself, okay, I don't know that I have an environment available to me to be able to embrace discipline. But you do. You have communities that are available wherever you are, wherever you're watching from, whether it's a small Bible study fellowship or whether it's a big megachurch, where you can lean in and embrace discipline. But you're going to have to accept the fact that the people around you aren't perfect, that the leaders of those communities aren't perfect, and that it's going to take still a lot of effort on your part.
Yeah.
You know, just because the environment facilitates the discipline and the transformation doesn't mean that it takes that personal responsibility away from us.
Right.
And when we realize that it is our personal responsibility, then we have to just go back to the very starting point, Philip, of remembering that it was Jesus who paid the price.
Yes.
He's the one who accepts you exactly where you are.
Yes.
You don't have to clean up and get it all right and transform to begin your relationship with him.
That's right.
He will continue to give you the desire and the power every step of the way. Mm. Our job is to accept him and then to begin to live out day by day what he's asking us to do, to just act on that one desire. Maybe you just have a desire now to show up more often, to show up to that group or show up to that Bible study or show up to that church more frequently on a more consistent basis. Maybe you're having a desire right now to serve. You go, man, that's really where I need to embrace discipline. My life's kind of about me.
Wow.
It's about gathering knowledge, but I'm not doing that practice part. Mm. And I need some people who are going to hold me accountable. I need a community that's going to help me to embrace discipline. Go ahead. Lean into that environment. And I really believe it's going to make all of the difference.
Can we pray for you today? Father, thank you so much for your goodness, for your grace. God, thank you for all that you have done. God, we know that there is nothing that we could do to earn your favor, to earn access into eternity with you. God, it is by grace that we are saved through faith. God, as we put our faith, hope, and trust in you and in you alone, God, that we get to experience the glory and the wonder of salvation. And right now you may be watching and you just say, Philip, I just need a fresh start with God. Maybe this is for your very first time and you've never really made a move towards God. Or maybe it's just been years. It's been struggle. It's been distraction. And you just say, Philip, I just need to reconnect with God. Whatever it is, that you just need to make a move towards God right now. You just need to lean into his grace, lean into his forgiveness, lean into that relationship right there where you are right now. If I'm talking to you, just say, that's me. That's me. God, I need you. That's all you have to do. God, I need you. God, that's me. That's me. God, he's talking about me. I want a fresh start. I want a brand new beginning. And for those others of you that are watching right now, you just say, Philip, I want to embrace discipline. I want to lean into these areas of growth that I know I need to grow in. I need to lean into these environments of growth. I need to lean more into groups or into serving, or I need to lean more into regular attendance. I need to lean into reading my Bible. I need to lean into prayer. I know I need to embrace discipline in these areas. And you say, I want this habit to be a part of my life. I want to embrace discipline that comes from living life in community. Come on, if that's you right now, just say, that's me.
Yes.
That's me. It's just confessing right now. That's me. That's what I need. Father, I thank you today that there were people that in this moment said, I need a fresh start. I need a new beginning. There are people that said, I want to lean in and I want to embrace discipline. Father, I pray that you would help us on this journey. God, we need you today more than ever before. Make us who you created us to be. We want to do what you created us to do for your kingdom and for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. And we hope to see you right back here next Sunday.
Thank you for listening. To hear more messages like this one, make sure to subscribe and share our podcast. For more content from NCC and how to get connected, visit ncc.team.